All right, folks, it's your turn. Time for some audience storytellers. First up to the stage, Amy Sampson. Give her a round of applause.
The necessary background for my story is that it's set in the late 80s, around the time that Domino's Pizza had an ad campaign whose slogan was "Avoid the Noid." This ad campaign featured a little man who was dressed in a red suit that was kind of like red footy pajamas. And, of course, he had a big an N on his chest because he was a superhero of sorts. And he had, like, a hood, and it had floppy red ears. And the slogan was, "Avoid the Noid." And the Noid was this evil creature that would make your pizza soggy unless you ordered Domino's Pizza, which was somehow invincible to the Noid. So that's how you avoided the Noid. Okay. So at the same time that Domino's was launching this memorable ad campaign, I was playing on my school's field hockey team, and at the end of the season, it was the tradition to have a mother-daughter field hockey game. We would invite all of the moms to come and make up a team of their own and play against the girls to recognize the season and to celebrate. So I grew up in a very, like, tennis-playing sort of suburb, where it was not uncommon to see ladies in their tennis whites, like in the supermarket, a little white tennis skirt and a little white top. And so this was kind of the expected wardrobe that moms would wear to the mother-daughter field hockey game. And my mom played tennis, so this would have been easy for her to pull off. She certainly could have worn that outfit, or shorts, or sweatpants, or anything appropriate. On the day of the field hockey game, we were all waiting for our moms to show up, and I was just, playing around, getting ready for the game, and over the hill comes a sight, a vision in the distance, and there's, like, murmuring from the girls on my team, and, like, looking and, like, peering out in the distance and kind of wondering what's that over there. And over the hill is coming, like, this red figure. It's obviously not human because it's totally red head to toe and has these funny big ears. And it's, like, trotting over the hill. And it comes closer and closer and closer. And, oh, my God, it's the Noid. Oh, my God, it's my mom. And I think she thought it would be really cute, like, avoid the Noid, and everyone would be scared of her when she was playing on the team, but I did not think that it was cute at all. And I sat down on the field, and I cried, and I muttered curse words that you shouldn't say about your mother, which I don't think was the reaction that she was going for. If "give the Noid the silent treatment" is what was expected from the slogan "avoid the Noid," she certainly got what she was asking for, because I didn't speak to her for about a week. But we've recovered, and I'm still grateful that she's given me this wonderful story to tell. Thank you.
Hey, Amy.